The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Somebody that knows that God is good, let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
I wish you a merry, merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year in advance in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
We want to thank God for sparing your life and my life to see the beginning and the end. The Bible says that God is the Alpha and Omega. He says, I'm the beginning and the end. Revelation 21 verse 5 to 6 says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, behold, I make all things new. So our God is a great God. He is the beginning and is the ending. I pray for somebody here this morning that you will see the end of this year in Jesus' name. I say you will see the end of this year in Jesus' name. We want to thank God for everything He has done for you and for your family. And as we were dancing and praising God, I saw many of us smiling, laughing, rejoicing, dancing, jumping, waving your hands. And I speak to your life here this morning that joy will never stop in the name of Jesus. That joy will never stop in the name of Jesus. That thing that makes you happy will never cease in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. And if there be anything around you that is making you unhappy, that thing will be handled this morning in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking this morning on unveiling the significance of Christmas. Unveiling the significance of Christmas. Christ loves us so much, that is why He left His throne to come to the world to save us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. He's a God that loves us so much, so He left the comfort of His throne. It's like somebody leaving White House and going to start living in Ajegunle. Or you start living in the desert, Sahara Desert. Even worse than that. Somebody who is a king suddenly comes down to become somebody who is just born anyhow. Somebody who is a royal person descending to the barest level you can think of because of you and I. I pray that His coming, His birth, His death, and His resurrection will never be a waste in your life in Jesus' name. What is Christmas? What is Christmas? Christmas is the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even when Christ did not celebrate His own birth Himself, people are celebrating it. Christ's birth is the most significant birth you can think of, because His birth changed the entire world. That was why the devil was so much after Him to kill Him, sending Herod to go and search for Him and to eliminate Him. And He escaped. That is why I know somebody is here. Every trap the devil has set for you, you and your family, you are going to escape it.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
What is the significance of Christ's birth? I'll give you three of that, then we'll move on very quickly this morning. What is the significance of the birth of Jesus Christ? Number one significance is that He signals the end of the rule of Satan and his agent in the world. The birth of Jesus signals the end of the rule. When Adam and Eve messed up, the rule of the world, the rulership of the world was transferred to Satan. Satan was in charge. And when Christ came, He came purposely to destroy that kingdom of Satan. 1 John 3 verse 8b. For this purpose the Son of God was made manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. Christ came purposely to destroy the works of the devil. To destroy the rulership of Satan. So Satan is no more in charge. God is in charge, and He has placed you here in charge. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
That's why 1 John 4 verse 4 says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So you are somebody, and Christ placed you here as a relevant person. Number two, what is the significance of the birth of Christ? It signals the dominion of Christ in heaven and on earth. Before, in the Old Testament, and before Christ came, Satan was the one dominating the earth. When Christ came, he signaled the dominion. Matthew 28, verse 18. Matthew 28, verse 18. Now, all power in heaven and on earth. All power in heaven and on earth. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. So every power, there is no other power that is relevant like the power of our God. Every power, every principality of power you can think about is under the rulership of God through Jesus Christ. So Jesus is bad signals the transfer of power. Someone say transfer of power. So your enemies no longer have power. The people that want to frustrate you no longer have power. That's why the devil is only roaring. He's not the lion. We are the lion. Christ is the lion, and he has given birth to other lions. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, your adversary the devil. As a roaring lion, he goeth about seeking whom to devour. So we are the lion. Devil is not the lion. He's only pretending. So when he tries to shout at you, tell him you are just making noise for nothing. You are just very stupid. Number three, what is the significance of the birth of Christ? It signals the availability of relationship between God and man through his Son. The birth of Christ brought back communion. Somebody say communion. Let me hear your loudest communion. The birth of Christ brought communion between us and God again. There was a separation between us and God before because of sin. That's why in the Old Testament, before people can approach God, they have to kill several goats and cows and all that and make sacrifices. Immediately Christ came, there was no need for that again. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Immediately Christ came, there is no need to kill anybody that is telling you, bring cow, bring goat. The person is just a hungry person. He's just looking for cheap food. He's looking for cheap suya so that he and his family can. He doesn't have money to go to the market to buy. Freely you have received, and freely what? Freely give. In our church here, by the special grace of God, we have never placed any demand, and we never, till forever, place any form of demand on any of our members for anything, forever. For what reason? Go and bring goat, go and bring cow, go and bring, for what? Is bad signals the availability of relationship. Do you know that you can also have a closer relationship with God now? If you attend to it, if you draw, James chapter 4 verse 8, draw near to me, I draw near to you. So this Christmas, I see you drawing nearer to God in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly this morning, before we go into Thanksgiving, I'll be showing you about 7 benefits of the birth of Christ to mankind. Benefits of the birth of Christ. What is the benefit? Okay, Christmas. What is the significance? What is the importance of Christmas? Number one, benefit is access to signs and wonders. Someone say signs and wonders. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, Isaiah 9, verse 6, the Bible says, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and his government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be Wonderful. Someone say Wonderful. Somebody say Wonderful. So one of the major benefits of Christ's birth is that your life is now a wonderful life. Psalm 71 verse 7. It says, I am as a living wonder because thou art my strong refuge. Psalm 71 verse 7. I am as a living wonder because thou art my strong refuge. So Christ's birth signals new signs and wonders for you. In Isaiah 8 verse 18, it says, I and the children that the Lord has given unto me, we are for signs and for wonders. The children that God has given to you, you and your husband, you and your wife, you are for signs and for wonders. Let me hear you say signs and wonders. Somebody's here this morning, signs and wonders will never be lacking in your life till forever. I can hear your loudest amen. Signs and wonders will never be lacking in your life forever. We are preparing to enter a new year, so let your amen show that you are determined to enter into the new year with signs and wonders. This amen is still 2014, 2010 Amen. It's not amen of an aggressive person who is determined for a change of level. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Number two benefit of Christ's bath is access to counsel and fellowship. Access to counsel. The bath of Christ makes you have access to counsel with God. He says, come now, let us reason together. Come now, come now, come and meet me now. Let us talk together, let us talk together. Let us reason together, let us reason together. Let us reason together. In Isaiah 7 verse 14, it says, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. He will be a God with us. He will be somebody that is with us. Emmanuel means God with us. So he will be available to counsel us. In Proverbs 11 verse 14, it says, where no counsel is, people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. In Proverbs 24 verse 6, Proverbs 24 verse 6, the Bible says, for by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war. And in the multitude of counselors, there is. So is our safety. He's our counselor, I mean. He's our counselor. He's the one that counsels us, that tells us this is what to do. This is the way to go. That's why you need Jesus so desperately in your life. He's our counselor. He's the one that counsels us. That's why every wise Christian asks for the counsel of Christ before you take decisions in life. Every wise child of God will say, Christ, what are you saying? That's why waiting on God is not a mistake. It is the wisest thing for a child of God to do. Waiting on God for counsel, for direction, is not a mistake. It is the wise. Jesus, what is your counsel on this matter? What are you saying on this issue? What do I do concerning this matter? Somebody is here this morning. Christ is going to give you wise counsel in the name of Jesus. Counsel that will change your life is coming for you. I say counsel that will change your life is coming for you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number three, benefits of the bath of Christ to mankind is access to defense and protection. In Psalms 89 verse 18, Psalms 89 verse 18, it says, for the Lord is our defense. The Lord is our defense. Somebody that knows that God is his defense here this morning, shout a big amen. Amen. For the Lord is our defense. The Holy One of Israel is our King. So the bath of Christ signals that you cannot be molested again. No devil can molest you and your family again because somebody is defending you. How many of us have seen children, the way they pose when they are with their fathers or with their parents, their mothers, but particularly with their father? When a child is moving with his father, he eyes the friend that is threatening him in school. He looks at him with disdain. That is, if God born, if now your father born you, touch me now. If you know, say now your father born you, oh yeah, come on, come. As he's walking with his father away. And that one cannot dare come near because he knows that is heavily protected. In Exodus 14 verse 14, Exodus 14 verse, it says, I will fight for you. You will hold your peace. I'm the one that will fight your battle. You will be peaceful. Somebody is here this morning. Every battle of your life, I decree that you become a winner in the name of Jesus. There's a song, I am a winner. I am a winner. Even the devil knows that I am a winner. Even the devil knows that you are untouchable. The devil knows that you have seen this Christmas and 31st of December, you'll be jumping up and be happy because you are crossing over into another year. Let me hear your loudest amen. I challenge any devil anywhere that thinks that he has power. He has no power over you. Because why? Somebody's backing you up. Somebody's protecting you. And that person never sleeps nor slumber. It's a new day for somebody here this morning. New grace to enjoy God's defense. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. I know some of you when they are traveling, they say, I don't know. Maybe something will happen. There's no evil that will happen. If you are not traveling, relax. If you are traveling, go. There is nothing that will happen. You are going in peace. You are returning in peace. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. It's only devil and his cohorts that we enter on that trailer, not you, not your family, not your children, not your wife, not your husband. Let me hear your loudest amen. So God is your defense. The availability of Christ signals defense. One of the most funded ministries in government is the defense department. The defense ministry. Heavy. If you check the Nigerian budget now presented by the government, you will see that the defense ministry is heavy. If it must be between number one and number three in every budget and in any nation. But they don't know there's a greater defense. There's a mighty defense. And that defense is a defense from our Lord Jesus Christ. I said some time ago that our father in the Lord, Abaye Adeboye, said, all these people following me, all these people following me, you are not the one protecting me. You are not the ones protecting me. There's somebody protecting me, not you people following me up and down. No, you are not the one protecting me. Somebody is protecting me. That same person protecting him is the one protecting me. And it's the same person protecting you. Is somebody with me this morning? Every devil that has a plan for you, that plan is foiled today. That plan is canceled today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number four benefit that the birth of Christ brings for you is access to an everlasting Father. Access to an everlasting Father. Just like we from where we started from in Isaiah 9 verse 6, that he is our everlasting Father. Let's go back to that, Isaiah 9 verse 6. Thank you, Jesus. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and his government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He's our everlasting Father. The Mighty God means he's our mighty defender. The everlasting Father means he's the one that is your Father. The Bible says in Psalms 27 verse 10, Psalm 27 verse 10, it says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. When my father and mother forsake me. I don't know, you are here this morning. Your father decided to abandon your mother when you were very young. You were less than five when your father left. It doesn't matter. Do you have a father? There's a song we used to sing when we were children in the children's church. I have a father. Almighty Father, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father. Hallelujah. I have a Father. Almighty Father, he is King of Kings and
Lord of Lords. I have a Father.
Or maybe your father did not even leave you. Your father died somehow. Psalm 68 verse 5. Psalm 68 verse 5. The Bible says he is the father of the fatherless and is the husband of the widow. Psalm 68 verse 5. Somebody is here this morning, you might not have a father. I decree concerning you this morning that God becomes your father from this morning in the name of Jesus. Psalm 68 from verse 5. I see God changing somebody's level here this morning. I see God changing somebody's level here this morning. If you are that person, come on, shout a big amen. The Bible says a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widow. My friends, don't try the fatherless. Oh. Don't try the widow. Because somebody is her judge. And the person will judge, he will judge you bitterly. He will so judge the person that the person will not be able to recover from it. Grace. To be close to your Father, which is the Almighty God. Receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. I can hear your loudest amen. I can hear your loudest amen. So, God, through the birth of Jesus, provides fatherly care for us. The fatherly care that you might have lacked as a youth, the Almighty God is there to care for you. To care for your family. To protect your family. To guide your family. And to comfort your family. So you are not fatherless. Neither are you husbandless. You have a father and you have a husband. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. Number five benefit that Christ brings to us is access to peace and joy. In Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, Nehemiah 8 verse 10b, he says, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, peace. God is the God of peace and is the God of joy. So storms are not permitted in your family. Storms are not permitted in your business. Storms are not permitted in your career. Storms are not permitted in your education. Storms are not permitted around your destiny. Why? The Prince of Peace is in your boat. The boat might look as if it's rocking. There's a story in Mark chapter 4 from verse 37 when Jesus was inside the boat with his disciples, and the Bible said there was a great storm. There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Water began to fool the ship. Can you imagine that kind of scenario? You are on a ship, and then water enters the ship. What's the next thing? The next thing is for the ship to begin to sink. But the ship did not sink, and water was inside the ship. They did not tell us that the ship had holes that the water was using to escape. There was no hole there. But because Jesus was inside that ship, let us go now. And he arose and rebuked the wind. And where's verse 38? And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace. Now, friends, this is what makes a difference in life. Who is in the journey with you, in the plane, in the train, in the car, and on the Okada, is what signals your peace or the destruction of a man. The reason why I'm so confident whenever I'm traveling is because I know I am not going. I say, Father, I am going now. Go with me. Let your presence go with me. If many of you know the story about 3-4 years ago, when I was returning back from a trip in Lagos to meet up with an assignment in church on Saturday, and we're met by killers on the road, and bullets were rained on the car to the extent that the following day when they were taking the car for repair, police pursued the car and took the car to the police station and said, no, something, you must explain, where are the people that were dead in this car? But the Prince of Peace was there. Three of us were in the car, myself sitting at the back, somebody driving us, one of our pastors was in front, and not one bullet touched any of the three of us. Why? The Prince of Peace was in the vehicle with us. The Prince of Peace was in the vehicle with us. I speak to somebody here this morning. Every attack of the wicked against you and your family, I declare that they go back to sender today. I say they go back to the senders today. I say they go back to the senders today. I speak peace to your family. I speak peace to your business. I speak peace to your career. I speak peace to everything you lay your hands upon. Let me hear your loudest amen. So Jesus was in the boat and he rebuked the wind. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. I speak a great calm to your family today. Let's look at what the disciples said when they saw this. Next verse. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Now verse 41 now. That's where we're actually going. And they feared exceedingly. And said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? There is no body under this earth that Christ will command, and then he will say he won't receive that command. His word is power. His word is power. His word is power. And I speak that word to you today. In Psalm 107 verse 20, the Bible said he sent his word. His word healed them. And his word delivered them from all their destruction. On this Christmas Sunday morning, I decree peace in every of your families. I decree peace in your business. I decree peace in your career. I declare that every storm is calm today. Every storm is calm today. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number 6. Benefit of the birth of Christ to you and I is access to answered prayer. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, say, casting all your burdens upon him, for he careth for you. Christ cares for you. So it's okay for you to cast all your burdens upon him in the place of prayer. Because of the birth of Christ, we can now go to God and say, Father, this is what I need.
Because of the birth of Christ, you can now go to God and say, Father, this is my desire. This is what I'm longing for.
In the remaining few days of this year, as you speak to God in prayers, every of your prayers shall become testimony. In 1 John 5 verse 14, the Bible says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that whatever we ask according to his will, he heareth us. God is going to hear your prayers. God is going to hear your prayers. God will never turn a deaf ear to your call today. Let me hear your loudest amen. As we go to God this morning to ask for the balance of our 2016 package, I've often said that the bottom of the soup is the sweetest. God can still do something. God can still answer you. God can still fill your womb with a baby. God can still give you a miracle job. God can still give you a miracle contract. God can still give you a miracle house. God can still change your levels within these few days. And I speak to somebody here this morning. Your story must change in these few days. Somebody's here. Now you don't have a testimony, but by 31st of December, there is a mega testimony in your two hands. There is a mega testimony in your two hands. There is a mega testimony in your destiny. There is a mega testimony over your business. There is a mega testimony over your health. Anyone sick here this morning, there will be a testimony concerning your health. I arrest that ulcer. I arrest that back pain. I arrest that pain inside your abdomen. I arrest that pain in your leg. I arrest that eye condition. I arrest that high blood pressure. And I speak to you this morning, that sickness goes to the Sahara Desert. That sickness must be flushed out of your body this Christmas day. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. There's a song, they say, the God that answered my... There's some... Now him be my God, the all that answered by fire. Now him be my God, the God that answered by fire.
Now him be my God, the God that answered by fire. Shall be my God.
That's not actually the song I wanted to sing, but no problem. That one is also okay. I speak to somebody here today. God will answer you by fire. I say God will answer you by fire.
I pray, Lord Jesus, answer me. I pray,
Lord Jesus, answer me. It is where we want. I pray, Lord Jesus, answer me. I pray,
Lord Jesus, answer me.
It is
where we want.
Take your seat. Every single prayer you will pray within these few days shall receive instant answers from heaven in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Answer to prayer is one of the major benefits of being a Christian. There is confidence.
I have confidence in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you.
Savior, I have confidence in you. Every time and any day, I have confidence in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you.
Let me hear your loudest amen. If you have confidence in God, let me hear your loudest amen. Your prayers will not come back to you unanswered. I say your prayers will not return back to you unanswered. Every single time you call upon God, heaven will hearken to your voice. I say heaven will hearken to your voice. Heaven will hearken to your voice. As you go in intense prayer these few days before we enter this new year, suddenly your long outstanding prayer shall be answered. I say your long outstanding prayer shall be answered. There shall be no carryover for you. I said there shall be no carryover for you. Somebody is here this morning, you lost something and you have been searching for it. In these few days between now and 31st, you are going to find that item.
I say mysteriously you are going to find that item. Let me hear your loudest amen.
And number seven benefit, where I'm going to stop this morning, that the birth of Christ brings to you, is access to life and salvation. Without Christ, a man has no life. He is just living. He is not alive. Except Christ is in the life of a man, he is just living. He is not alive. It is Christ. But we say Christ in me. The what? The hope of glory. So there is no hope without Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 16 to 18, Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So there is no salvation outside of Christ. No matter what you are enjoying, if you are not born again, there is nothing to enjoy. You are just wasting time. And verse 18, he that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten. There's only one person that has the qualification to save us. That's Christ. And on this Christmas Sunday morning, what a wonderful day. It's a wonderful birthday. You must have both your physical birthday and your spiritual birthday. And I must tell you, your spiritual birthday is more important than the day you were born by your mother. Because that is what determines your eternity. There are some people here this morning, they are telling me, Pastor, on this Christmas day, it's like I want to start with God all over again. I want to start with him all over again. Please pray with me. I want to rededicate my life to God. I've heard this message. I don't want to live a wasted life. I want the benefits of salvation to be mine. All eyes bow and all eyes close.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.